Afghanistan's Taliban rulers say more than 100 people have been killed in U.S. airstrikes over the past 24 hours. There is no independent confirmation of the casualty figures, but reports from Kabul and the southern city of Kandahar say the raids were some of the heaviest since the air campaign began. Meanwhile, the government of neighboring Pakistan has confirmed that U.S. personnel have arrived in that country. NPR's Eric Weiner joins us on the line from the Pakistani border town of Quetta. Eric, do you have any details about damage or casualties from the latest U.S. airstrikes across the border?
Unfortunately, Linda, we don't have much information about the damage across the border in Afghanistan. We are hearing reports of bombs landing near the capital, Kabul, near the military air base there. It appears that the targets of tonight's raid are very much the same as those of previous raids: military installations, training bases of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network, and also apparently the compound of Mullah Muhammad Omar, the head of the Taliban regime. Taliban officials say that two of Mullah Omar's close relatives were killed during the first night of these raids on Sunday night.
Eric, Pakistan has confirmed that U.S. personnel are now based on Pakistani soil, but there's been some disagreement about whether that constitutes troops or not. What can you tell us about the deployment to Pakistan?
What the Pakistani officials are saying is that the U.S. can use two air bases here in Pakistan in the Balochistan province. Now, the Pakistani officials say these bases can be used for only what they call search and rescue missions, should they be needed. They insist that these bases will not be used to launch any offensive into Afghanistan. Reports here in the local Pakistani press say, in fact, that these airplanes, helicopters are already on the ground in these bases, that they've been here for at least 48 hours, that security around these towns is extremely tight. Basically, nobody can get within a few miles of these places. What they'll be doing here is not entirely clear. Again, Pakistani officials insist it's only for search and rescue. But if you look at the map, it doesn't take a military strategist to figure out that, in fact, these bases are ideally suited for launching some sort of mission into Afghanistan. They're only a couple of hundred miles from the border, particularly well situated to reach the southern Afghan city of Kandahar, the seat of the Taliban power.
Obviously, Pakistan is very sensitive on the question of U.S. troop presence there. Could you explain what their concerns are?
Well, basically, the Pakistani president, General Pervez Musharraf, is walking a very fine tightrope here. You know, on the one hand, he is under a lot of pressure to cooperate with the U.S. and received a lot of benefits in terms of lifting of sanctions and loans being granted and that sort of thing. On the other hand, there is this small, relatively small, 10 to 15% of the population perhaps, but still perhaps 15 or 20 million people, there's this group of Pakistanis who are very much opposed to any sort of Pakistani involvement in this campaign against terror, against these attacks into Afghanistan. They've been out on the streets protesting. Tomorrow is Friday here. That's the Muslim holy day. And the Pakistani authorities here are bracing for possible trouble. Here in Quetta, I've counted about 40 truckloads of soldiers who've just arrived here. They've really beefed up security. President Pervez Musharraf, the president of Pakistan, has vowed to deal with these groups, and I'm quoting, firmly and swiftly. And I think tomorrow will probably be the biggest test of his resolve.
Thanks very much, Eric.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Eric Weiner, reporting from Quetta in Pakistan.